This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden has landed in Geneva ahead of his Wednesday meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. A senior official in the Biden administration said Tuesday he did not expect big outcomes from Biden's first summit with the Russian president. As Air Force One landed in Geneva, the U.S. official said, quote, "We're not expecting a big set of deliverables out of this meeting." President Biden said the meeting would be critical and that he'd offer to Moscow to cooperate on areas of common interest if the Kremlin so chooses. Mr. Biden characterized Putin as, quote, "an adversary or someone who could be an adversary," end quote, and as bright and tough. Speaking at a news conference after a NATO summit in Brussels, the president said China and Russia were trying to split the transatlantic alliance and that while he was not seeking conflict with Russia, NATO would respond if Moscow, quote, "continued its harmful activities," end quote. Ukraine does not see the risk of U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin cutting a deal on Ukraine behind Ukraine's back, the foreign minister told a briefing in Kiev Tuesday. Mr. Biden and Putin meet in Geneva this week in their first meeting since Biden became president. Ukraine has told allies it would not accept any agreements reached in discussions where Ukraine was not present, the foreign minister said. Outgoing UN Yemen mediator Martin Griffiths told the Security Council Tuesday that after 3 years of trying to broker an end to the conflict in the Arabian Peninsula country, quote, "the parties have yet to overcome their differences," end quote. Griffiths told the 15-member council during his last briefing that he hopes meetings will bear fruit. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.